Concerns about the welfare of animals on live export ships from Australia to the Middle East could see the trade being banned in one country. The Israeli government is considering a bill to reduce live exports, eventually stopping the trade altogether. The move could affect imports to other countries, and it comes amid new pressure on the live export industry to improve animal welfare standards. Middle East correspondent Eric Tworchek reports.
Amnon Aharon raises cattle for slaughter at his farm in southern Israel. It used to be a lucrative business, as Israelis paid high prices for beef. But Mr. Aharon says record numbers of live cattle exports from Australia and Europe are pushing down the price.
It's very tough. We are losing money 2 years. A lot of money. And a lot of guys close the business. You know, if they are always importing livestock to Israel, the Israeli agriculture and the raising cattle in Israel, it's finished.
Amnon Aharon and other Israeli farmers have joined animal rights activists to campaign for an end to live exports to Israel. They're focusing on animal welfare at a time when Australia's live export industry is under pressure to improve its treatment of livestock. Australia suspended live sheep exports to the Middle East last year after footage emerged of hundreds of sheep dying from heat stress. There's now a moratorium on shipments in the northern summer, but Israeli activist Amit Shamir says the trade needs to stop completely.
Live shipment is really miserable for animals. They arrive on ships full of waste, full of injuries, and stuffed tightly together.
Campaigners had been fighting in the Israeli Supreme Court for the last 3 years to stop live exports over alleged breaches of animal welfare laws. But they withdrew their petition when the government said it would change the law anyway. Government MP Miki Zohar is sponsoring a bill to progressively reduce, then ban, live exports.
We are really, really concerned about this matter because we think that the animals suffer so much only to come here to Israel to get slaughtered and go to the plates of the people. And we think it's not right for the animal.
Israel is Australia's fourth biggest export market for live cattle and sixth for sheep. A ban could also affect Jordan, which receives Australian livestock from an Israeli port. But there won't be any immediate change because the bill's on hold as Israel prepares for elections in April. It's also opposed by the agriculture minister, who wants to increase packed meat imports instead of banning the live animal trade completely. Whatever happens, the industry is clearly facing some changes.
Middle East correspondent Eric Tworchek.